SAC Capital, the hedge fund run by billionaire investor Steve Cohen, is pleading guilty to insider trading charges. SAC will pay a $1.2 billion fine, a record for insider trading, and it will be placed on probation for 5 years. It will also be required to stop managing money for outside investors. Joining me now is New York Times op-ed columnist and WNYC contributor Joe Nocera. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, thanks. So this caps a 10-year-long investigation. Cohen himself, SAC's owner, has not been charged criminally in this case, but since he owns the firm, he's the one paying the fine and suffering the consequences, right?
Yes, it's a humiliating day for Steve Cohen, even though he himself has never been charged. It is his firm. It's a monstrous fine, $1.2 billion. And one of the things, he's not going to be able to manage money for outsiders. He's only going to be able to manage money for himself, which admittedly is still going to be somewhere around $5 billion, even after all is said and done.
So how big of a blow is this to SAC, enough to bring it under? Some 3,000 employees of this Connecticut-based firm.
Well, they've already had some layoffs, and they're going to have more, because at their peak, they had, I think, somewhere around $13 or $14 billion, of which $5 billion or so was Steve Cohen's money, and the rest was outside investors. All the outside investors have already fled, and it really is, at this point, what they like to call a family fund. There's no way it's going to be able to employ 3,000 people. It's going to become much, much smaller, and it's simply going to manage his money. So, you know, as a hedge fund, he doesn't really exist as a hedge fund anymore because he won't have any outside investors.
This is the first guilty plea from a major Wall Street firm since the late 80s.
And don't forget what that was in the late 80s. It was Drexel Burnham Lambert, and it was the man who was the financier of his time, Michael Milken. That guilty plea put Drexel Burnham more or less out of business, and you may recall Milken went to jail for several years.
Will this have a deterring effect for bad behavior on Wall Street? Preet Bharara, the U.S. attorney here in Manhattan, saying he hopes it sends a message to Wall Street that no firm is too big to jail.
Yes. Well, just as the Drexel case caused Wall Street to go on the straight pathway for at least 5 or 6 years, this will have a similar effect. There's no question that that people are going to be much more leery of insider trading than they were during the bubble. The real question is, how long will it last?
Right.
Because what always happens is whenever you have the next bubble, when the market starts to get frothy again, people start to think they're invincible, they start to take risks they shouldn't take, and the next thing you know, they're violating the law.
Could we see institutional investors like state pension funds shy away from hedge funds?
That's a good question. I think pension funds believe in hedge funds as a portion of their portfolio, and I don't think anything has come along to shake that view. I think what pension funds like to think is, well, you know, we have the good hedge funds, we don't have the bad ones. I would be surprised if pension funds pulled out of hedge funds, even though, in truth, the bigger problem is not insider trading, it's that their performance is not all that great.
Mm. Joe Nocera is a New York Times columnist and WNYC contributor. Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you, Amy.